Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Go to stephaniemiller.com to find out how.
Noel Castler, good morning.
Good morning, Stephanie. Thank you for having me.
We are always so excited when you're here. First of all, because you know Trump's entire campaign is projection, and he just accused Joe Biden of pooping the Resolute desk. Not kidding. He literally said he soiled that desk. I mean, that literally. And so I'm like, oh, I can't wait to hear Noel's stories about his full diaper on The Apprentice. Please, Uncle Noel, tell us more.
Right. It's absolute projection. Who would come up with that out of the blue except for somebody who was trying to foist it on somebody else?
Right.
You know? And it was obviously, you know, preceded by him accusing Biden of being on stimulants, of being on cocaine.
On cocaine.
Right?
I was just going to say that. Yeah.
The two things are next to each other in Trump's mind because his incontinence is caused by his decades of speed addiction, and he knows it, and most of the people around him know it. And he tries to get ahead of whatever's going to stick to him. That's been his philosophy.
I'm sorry.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
Your stories make me snort. Okay. So on the diaper meter, how full is Diaper Don's diaper with this trial starting Monday? Because I believe we are at his 10th delay tactic, just failed, right?
Exactly. 10 delay tactics. I mean, he's in great fear of this. In many ways, this is his worst nightmare. Karen McDougal, Stormy Daniels, you know, the list of witnesses is really going to get under
his skin. You forget about Karen McDougal, don't you? People forget about that because of the Stormy Daniels thing that he was already...
100%. Yeah. Yeah. He cheated on Melania first when she was pregnant. Tom Arnold was at the Playboy Mansion with him, and he turned to Tom Arnold and goes, "Look at her, I'm banging her," you know, or something to that effect. And even Tom was like, "You're a scumbag, dude. You're like, your wife's pregnant right now." I believe he cheated on Melania when she was pregnant with Karen, and then Stormy, I think, was after she had given birth to his son.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just abhorrent behavior by any measure.
You know, someone just said, when if you heard Roseanne talking with the latest Mar-a-Lago thing, and someone's like, "I never thought that the entire country would owe Tom Arnold an apology." And Tom Arnold says, "You're a douchebag." Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I totally forgot about that. Like, he was having an ongoing affair with her. You know, the Stormy Daniels is just like a one-off, right?
Yeah, and she was in love with him.
Yeah.
She admits it. She gave an interview. She was like, she fell for him, which is, you know, I'm not judging her, but man, talk about
how you're
off.
But I mean, you know, no, it just, we were saying, it just seems so obvious. It would seem like even to people in his, you know, or even Republicans, that nobody acts this desperate to stop a trial from happening if they're innocent. If it is what he says, that it's a Biden-directed witch hunt, blah, 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 right?
I agree. And I think this trial is going to put some dents in that armor. You know, his base has so far been kind of rejecting everything. And I don't think it's going to be so easy in this case because it's going to take place in New York. A lot of his support in New York are guys who are going to kind of know he's full of it when it comes down to this one.
Right.
So, and I don't think he's going to comport himself well.
Right.
Sometimes Louise and I just crave a restaurant quality dinner at home without doing all the work or driving. Well, Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it appears to be less expensive than other delivery options. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. We just received our first meals from Cook Unity, and what a huge difference it is to get the best chefs in the country to bring creative, delicious meals to us and you every week. Every meal is handcrafted by chefs and made in local micro kitchens, not large production facilities. We just had the Chipotle maple glazed salmon with green beans and mango pico de gallo. It had everything we love in a meal. They have all sorts of options like vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, and more. Menus are posted 2 weeks in advance, so you have plenty of time to choose. Experience chef-quality meals every week delivered right to your door. Go to cookunity.com/Hartman with two N's or enter the code Hartman with two N's before checking out for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code Hartman or going to cookunity.com/Hartman.
Quick math, the less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller.
Yeah, well, that's what I think one of the legal experts was saying, is if it's like the E. Jean Carroll second trial where, you know, because he can't help himself, he's got to, you know, be the one giving the legal advice, it's going to be another disaster. I mean, I think it's you know, it's so clear that he knows what the testimony is going to be, right? And it's all his people, right? Hope Hicks and whatever. So he knows already how bad this is going to be. That's why he's so desperate, right?
Yeah, and he had zero self-control as a person. He got up and walked out in the Stormy Daniels trial, right? In closing arguments. That probably added a few tens of millions of dollars onto his judgment, because you just don't do things like that. There are certain places where you have to behave like an adult. Court is pretty much at the top of that list.
Yeah.
And he won't do that.
Yeah. Even for him, this is, was this yesterday, the statement from the bassinet of the 45th? I'm not going to read the whole thing, Noel. I wouldn't do that to you, but... At what point are the actions of a sitting president using lawfare and weaponization against his opponent for purposes of election interference considered illegal? He's a criminal. He's, oh my God, it's all projection. He's a horrible president. He was the worst president in the history of our country. All of these cases you're reading about are crooked Joe Biden's cases because he can't put two sentences together. He can't do anything, so they weaponize government and take me to court on bull. So we're going to win. We're going to win big. We're going to go through these horrible Biden trials. And the end of the day, November 5th, everyone's coming out to vote for Trump. Thank you very much. Okay. And then it goes on. I don't know. Then it goes on for like several more pages. So he, even for him, is panicked, isn't he?
Absolutely. He's clearly panicked. And in that statement you read, there's all that projection. He can't put two sentences together. You know, he's reading off a teleprompter. All these things he accuses him. Biden of that he's guilty of. I was with Biden a couple weeks ago and the two other former presidents at Radio City. Biden is on his game. Yeah, he's older. He's, you know, a grandfather type, but he's there in the room and present. Trump hasn't been present with other human beings in decades. He lives in his own fear, in his own mind, and it's all about his aggrievement.
Yeah.
And his act is wearing thin.
Yeah. By the way, can I just say, sir, I believe that you are America's poet laureate. Some of this, it's like poetry. Can I have some story time music? This
sure.
is just... The gnarled and splotchy septuagenarian stepped to the podium. He was knee-deep in it now. Abortion bans were kicking in. He knew it would hurt him in the polls. Wait till November, he shrieked at the Jesus nutters on which he relied. I can't walk a tightrope in Cuban heels. Half these dudes paid for abortions for their mistresses all the time, and the other half, well, he knew Lindsey Graham was just a little weasel who used to dance for nickels in his family's bar.
Why couldn't he have kept his slurry mouth shut? Now he had a firestorm on his tiny hands. He never got the abortion thing. He probably paid for a dozen in the 80s alone. He never knew if it was a shakedown, but he couldn't risk it. He had lawyers for that, $1,000 and an NDA, and he'd be done. Easy peasy. Oh, the good old days, he thought. Now he had to skirt the issue, but how? Most of these mega freaks only cared about guns and this pro-life crap. Hell, these idiots even thought he was a Christian. It all creeped him out, all this weirdo cross stuff. He wanted music to play when he walked into a room, and he wanted to get high and hit on chicks. That's it. It's just, I swear, no one nails him like you do, because you spent so much time around him, around The Apprentice, right? Is that he despises these idiots that right. keep sending him money.
Exactly. And that's why I write those things. I'm just trying to put people in his frame of mind. The facts are all true. I'm exaggerating sort of the literature, you know, the literary way I describe it. But that's all true. Lindsey Graham did dance for Nichols in his family's bar. He grew up upstairs. You know, that's what he
balls.
Did. Dancing.
He racked balls. He literally said it himself that he racked balls,
yes,
until the sun came up.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
Oh,
we...
I'm sure he did.
Yeah. We have it here somewhere. But yeah.
Here.
He literally, yeah. Okay. No, because it was a pool hall, wasn't it? That's what he meant. That's what you and I both meant. He racked pool hall,
racking balls. There's no shame in it.
No.
I racked balls until the sun came up.
Did he actually say that, knowing that would go on tape?
Yes, he did. He said that to an interviewer.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, so no, this abortion thing. First of all, what you said, I feel like we all know is true, that you know he's paid for abortions. And do you think any of that will come out? Because we're already at peak absurdity that an adjudicated rapist who
right.
is responsible for women losing their bodily autonomy in America is now lying about, and he's obviously panicked about, he sees the same polling we do on abortion rights, right?
Absolutely. He knows he's going to lose. He crunches the numbers. He knew he lost in 2020 on the morning of 2020. I saw a clip of him just to speak to the fact that I understand him well. I actually heard a clip on the radio. He had visited a campaign headquarters in Virginia, and I could tell in his voice he knew he lost. And that was by the early afternoon of November 20th. You can hear the defeat in his voice. Everything is bluster. They have internal polling. He knew he lost. He knows he's going to lose this time. He knows he's paid for at least a half a dozen abortions. I heard about it. I know people have worked with him that told me about it. But to answer your question, he has people sign NDAs. He doesn't just pay for the abortion and you go off. He has you sign an NDA. And most of the women that have done that are probably scared to come forward because they haven't seen a lot of accountability for him so far, besides E. Jean Carroll. And she's a hero.
Absolutely. Well, I mean, but it's so, we played a few sound bites this morning, Noel, and it's just like his panic is so obvious. I mean, I think someone said he's taken, 16 different positions on abortion, or said, you know, I mean, leave it to the states. Then the next day, Arizona does. And then he's like, oh, no, that's too far, but we should let the states decide. Like, none of what he's saying, I think, makes any sense to anybody, does it?
No, it's a word salad. He's trying to weasel around it. Everyone knows he'll let the far right and the Christian right do whatever they want once he gets into office. He knows the Arizona ruling is going to hurt him, and he's panicked. You know, and it's it's what he deserves for getting in bed with these, you know, regressive, you know, people that are trying to bring our country backwards and attack human rights. It's not just a women's issue. It's a human rights issue. It's a healthcare issue. It's insanity.
Yeah. Back to story time with Noel real quick.
Okay.
Noel tweets, now he's got to address these greasy fools. He's never seen so many vape pens in his life. No wonder Vanky never went to his rallies anymore. It was like Lollapalooza for folks who said, hell yes, you can supersize it. He never trusted Arizona. Too hot, no beach, snakes. He pissed himself once when one slithered out to the 18th hole in Scottsdale that time. Never trusted the place, and everyone over 49 looked like a damn raisin, except that Carrie Lake. He didn't mind her, but she was crazy as a loon. Ugh, he knew he was going to lose in Rovember.
Okay.
What?
Former Phoenix resident here.
Yes, sir.
He tried to build this condo tower in Central Phoenix, but he lost because the local homeowners association drove him out of town. He hates Arizona because of that.
Yeah. Oh my God. And now Arizona is, I mean, likely, well, I mean, very good chance we'll go blue because of this, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Ruben Gallego, vote for him.
Yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely.